Creativity and renewal. Creativity and renewal. I have had my eyes on communities of faith just south of our border, in the mix of the social and political complexity that is life in the USA right now. And I've been observing that in some of these faith communities, there is this growing creativity and renewal as they are seeking and inspiring Christians and others, peoples of faith, to live in a way of freedom. Let me mention just two of them. First is an intentional community in northern Philadelphia called The Simple Way. The Simple Way. Their founder is Shane Claiborne, a radical evangelical. And what they are doing as a community is that they are traveling around the United States and they are literally melting guns into garden tools. So they go into a church, they advertise a BYOG day, bring your own gun, and Christians are encouraged to bring their guns, lay them at the altar, melt them down, and then turn them into plows. And in a striking interview, Shane Claiborne comments, he says there is something that happens at the forge that goes beyond words. He says it moves his heart to see people from different faiths, from different backgrounds, that come and pick up the same hammer and beat a piece of metal that was designed to kill into a piece of metal that is designed to cultivate life. Creativity and renewal. Gutsy stuff. The second community I've been paying attention to is in New York City, and it is a pop-up synagogue. Pop-up synagogue. Rabbi Amichai Lau-Levi is a rabbi who is providing a space for people of all ages to come and encounter the sacred. People who are seeking spiritual meaning and who are a little burnt out and tired by religious cliché. So one day he's sitting in the synagogue on a Saturday and he's saying, you know, here we are on a Saturday for an hour, Jewish people gathering, and we are being chanted to in Hebrew, and some of us do not understand what these stories are saying. And so he decided to reinvigorate their time through the theatrical use of the Torah and storytelling. And he did this by researching. It's actually an ancient way of storytelling. This Torah service ritual was actually designed as a device to share stories that help us in our context today. But what when we cannot understand? And so they call this project, which I think is brilliant, the Storytelling Project. Story and Torah, brilliant. They also call it Lab Shul, which is great. And he's seeing some results, some impassionate passion that is being injected into the younger generation of new Jewish followers as together they remember the other through the stories, through the enactment of Moses giving the law to the people. Remember the other, for you were the other. And they find themselves, particularly on difficult days, like the Friday after the last USA election, gathering in other places of faith, in mosques, in churches, together praying, together kneeling, and together protesting. Creativity and renewal. And by creativity, I am meaning this use of our imagination to bring about something new. By renewal, I am meaning repairing something that might be worn out or run down or broken to make it like new. And in our gospel today, it seems that an encounter with Jesus invited everybody present to repair what was broken. A woman who was bent. The physical structures in the synagogue that separated people, men from women, Gentile from Jew. And these stoic Sabbath practices that missed the immediate human need in their midst. It seems that any person encountering the risen Christ and who chooses to become a follower of the way of Jesus is invited into the work of creativity and renewal. We read in our text from this book of Hebrews, this most mysterious piece of writing that we think is possibly a sermon delivered to a community of new Jewish Christians who were tired and who were wrestling with the central question, do we continue to follow the way of Jesus or do we return to mainstream Jewish faith? And one author, commentator on the book of Hebrews, describes the text that's before us in chapter 12 as Jewish Midrash. Jewish Midrash. It's that ancient art of discovering the hidden meaning, kind of reading between the lines to see if there's something else that it is saying. And it kind of reads like that, kind of reads like one rabbi saying one thing and another person saying another, trying to make sense of the wisdom of Jesus in the mix of their Jewish synagogue liturgy. What do we do with this new information? What do we do with the new information? And so it is a creative piece of art, imagining Mount Sinai, this ancient symbol of encounter with the mystery of God, this place of building relationship, God to people and people to God, a place of receiving instruction. And Hebrews 12 is actually a riff on Deuteronomy 4, where Moses instructs the people of Israel to tell their children about that day. That day when they approached and stood at the foot of a mountain that was blazing up to heaven, shrouded in dark clouds, where God spoke to them through the fire. And using this very picture known to them in this document of Hebrews, we see this creative use of language as we begin to wrestle with what is there, imagining what it might be to live in this time of the old and the new. The old and the new. Through being creative, through acts of renewal. And friends, when we encounter the risen Christ, we too are invited on this journey, fully accompanied by Christ who transforms us. So when we acknowledge that something needs to change, when we step out of that which is known, when we step into a yet-to-be-defined place and risk what might happen, that very act of surrender and trust is met by one who delights in breathing new life into us. Into us as a community of faith. Into us as individuals. Into you in the places that you go to live, to work, to have your being. New life. As I was writing this, I was so reminded by the beautiful words and lyrics of Hildegard of Bingen. That saint, that visionary Benedictine leader, doctor, poet, 12th century, and she got this term, Latin, veriditas, the greening power of God. The greening power of God. That life force that's at work in all creation. The force sustaining life each moment and bringing newness. Newness to birth. And I want to end by reading one of her songs. I'll not do it in Latin, for your sake and mine. It's called O Ignis Spiritus Paraclete, and this is the English translation. O fire of the Spirit and Defender, the life of every life created, holy are you, giving life to every form. Holy are you, anointing the critically broken. Holy are you, cleansing the festering wounds. O breath of holiness, O fire of love, O taste so sweet within the breast that floods the heart with virtue's fragrant good. O clearest fountain in which is seen the mirrored work of God, to gather the estranged and seek again the lost. O living armor, hope that binds the every limb, O belt of honor, save the blessed. Guard those enchained in prison and loose the bonds of those whose saving freedom is the forceful will of God. O mighty course that runs within and through the all, up in the heights, upon the earth, and in the every depth, you bind and gather all together. From you the clouds flow forth, the wind takes flight, the stones their moisture hold, the waters river spring, and earth viridity exudes. You are the teacher of the truly learned, whose joy you grant through wisdom's inspiration. Amen.